The holiday season arrives with its familiar contradiction, excitement mingled with dread. Christmas, while cherished by millions, has morphed into a $1 trillion global industry that leaves two-thirds of us stressed rather than joyful. What if we stopped sacrificing our well-being on the altar of holiday perfection? What if, instead of the familiar cycle of buildup, panic, and crash, we created celebrations that nourished rather than depleted us? The genius of Calm Christmas lies in its radical simplicity. The holidays don't have to exhaust us. Those sensory markers that signal Christmas's arrival, the first robin in the hedgerow, Christmas lights reflected in puddles, the scent of cinnamon wafting through kitchens, connect to our deeply personal holiday narratives. Yet we often fail to recognize that we're not all experiencing the same Christmas. This mismatch between expectation and reality creates much of the stress that characterizes the season. Our personal Christmas narrative draws from five essential stories: faith, the biblical narrative; magic, Santa and reindeer; connection, gathering with loved ones; abundance, gift-giving and decorations; and heritage, family traditions. Understanding which stories resonate most deeply with us and with those we celebrate with provides invaluable insight into what truly matters during the holiday season. Rate your connection to each of the five Christmas stories on a scale of 1 to 10 to create your personal Christmas constellation. This reveals what matters most to you and guides holiday planning. Your constellation shows which aspects to prioritize. A high magic score might steer you toward cookie decorating and children's activities, while strong connection values emphasize gatherings and correspondence. Comparing constellations with loved ones illuminates different celebration preferences, like understanding why your partner values heritage while you prioritize connection. Seeing your children's focus on magic while you lean toward faith can foster mutual understanding. Since holiday values evolve, annual constellation updates help align celebrations with current needs, whether you're a new parent drawn to magic or someone grieving with reduced connection values. This affirms that celebrations should reflect what matters most to you. Modern Christmas celebrations, with bright lights, crowded shopping, and overwhelming obligations, contradict our natural winter instinct to rest. Industrial advances have disrupted our alignment with natural rhythms through artificial lighting and constant digital connectivity. Winter brings a distinctive rhythm marked by childhood memories of storage heaters, advent candles, and indoor picnics. December carries both joy and sorrow, like light and shadow in candlelight. Those January blues often stem from December's excess consumption, stress, and disrupted routines. Like hibernating hedgehogs that strategically reduce activity while maintaining essential functions, humans should focus on nourishing activities, cooking healthy meals, taking walks, moisturizing dry skin, journaling, reading, and connecting with friends. Winter's luxury exists in simple pleasures: morning tea, country walks, and cafe conversations. Winter walking offers unique sensations: cold air on the face, visible breath, crunching underfoot, and bare trees hosting birds, providing a welcome alternative to holiday stress. 9 out of 10 Americans face debt hangovers in January, with Christmas shopping costing around $1 trillion nationally and households averaging $1,000 on gifts. Financial expert Martin Lewis advocates releasing others from the obligation of having to give, a philosophy now spreading through no-gift pacts among friends and family. Creating a budget isn't restrictive, but enables creative gift giving. Calculate your total Christmas spending from last year and consider what that money could accomplish elsewhere. Set a comfortable spending limit, about 0.5 to 1.2% of annual income, then reduce it by 10% for unexpected costs. Focus on meaningful experiences and traditions within this framework. Shop strategically. Create detailed recipient lists with budgets, use price comparison tools, avoid peak hours, and apply the 24-hour rule for online purchases. Consider setting up dedicated holiday savings throughout the year, offering homemade gifts, and limiting exposure to marketing. Changing Christmas traditions requires courage and clear communication, but leads to more sustainable and meaningful celebrations. A calm Christmas isn't about silence. It's about removing stressors and releasing perfectionism in favor of what matters. Be honest about who you want to spend time with and how to connect meaningfully with them. Good lighting transforms gatherings into magical experiences. Simple options like fairy lights, candles in wine bottles, or wooden blocks with tea lights create warm ambience without fancy fixtures. Focus on doing one thing brilliantly for each gathering and stay relaxed about the rest. Family gatherings mix complex dynamics, alcohol, and confined spaces. Reduce tension by being selective with invitations, setting time limits for visits, establishing ground rules for sensitive topics, incorporating walks to lift moods, and preparing conversation starters to redirect potential conflicts. Create quiet retreat spaces in your home, a secluded corner with comfortable seating, books, or creative materials where both hosts and guests can find respite when needed. Despite cultural portrayals, Christmas isn't universally joyous. Milestone events gain poignancy during the season, and loneliness affects people of all ages, from millennials to the elderly, even those in relationships. Sadness and grief take many forms, and we must honor these feelings while being gentle with ourselves and others. Managing holiday loneliness includes practicing self-care through nutrition, reaching out to others, engaging with meaningful content, limiting screen time, meditating, connecting with the five stories of Christmas, finding affordable gatherings, decorating to connect with community, arranging video chats, spending time in nature, and practicing kindness. The book acknowledges the grief of involuntary childlessness, which intensifies during the child-centered Christmas season. Those experiencing this pain through miscarriages, stillbirths, or failed IVF often grieve quietly. The Portuguese concept of saudade, a vague and constant desire for something that cannot exist, captures this particular grief. Sometimes the best gift is permission to experience a different Christmas. People find healing through breaking traditions, whether traveling for yoga training, volunteering, or simply allowing space to grieve losses. Between Christmas and New Year lies the hush, the quieter period Norwegians call romjul, meaning half holy. This precious time allows us to indulge in leftovers, ignore emails, play games, take walks, and cook hearty meals as life slows down. The hush offers chances to connect with loved ones away from Christmas pressures, while providing space for personal reflection and mental rest. As December ends, perhaps we've made the year's turning too demanding. While society pushes new year, new you, and aggressive resolutions, we might benefit more from easing gently into January. Our energy naturally peaks in spring and summer, while winter calls for more rest, making January ill-suited for dramatic changes. Instead of rigid January 1st goals, consider a new year's revolution. Dreams need space to reveal themselves. Focus on courage and broad themes rather than measurable targets, staying open to uncertainty. The holidays aren't about perfection, but authentic connections with others and ourselves. By honoring our natural rhythms, we can transform this season from depletion to nourishment.